My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is this the only NFL Films music that you have?
I think it's the best one to come into a segment.
There's a lot of good NFL Films music. You know, all you got to do is just, you know, pull a couple of different ones. It seems like this is the one you come into the segment with every single time.
Well, the other ones are played beneath the segment throughout the course of it. You just can't hear it.
Okay. Fair enough. Here we go. Washington beats Tampa Bay if my keys to a win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, this isn't easy to do for a season opener when you have one team that is completely brand new, and that's the team that you are focused on what they have to do to win the game. So a lot of what I'm going to talk about here is much more about the team that we know, which is Tampa Bay, because basically their entire team came back. Their entire defense is back, and the one player that will be new, Jordan Whitehead, played in Tampa for 4 years before playing with the Jets for 2 years, and now he is back. We know a lot more about what Todd Bowles has done recently in Tampa Bay, and a lot less about what Washington has going here with Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury with a whole new group. Look, there is one big change in Tampa, and that big change is Dave Canales, who got Baker Mayfield to have his best year of his career, is now a head coach, and Liam Cohen is in as the OC. So it makes it hard in an opener, but I think there are a couple of things that really stick out to me in thinking about this matchup. And I think number one is really focusing on Todd Bowles, that Tampa defense, and being able to handle their pressure. You know, we all believe that the offensive line is a big mystery. Some of you believe it is the absolute weak point of the team. You've got a rookie quarterback in his first game, a lot of new faces out there, and Tampa basically with everybody back from last year, and again, a guy like Jordan Whitehead who was there a few years ago, I mean, what they did at the end of last year, go back and watch the Philadelphia game. I understand Philadelphia was in free fall, but that playoff game against Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts was a nightmare for Philadelphia's offense, a total nightmare. They could not handle the pressure. They could not handle the blitz. It's one of the reasons Philly went out and got a new OC, Kellen Moore. Hurts was not prepared for that game. They were 0-for-9. On third downs in that game, and all 9 third down attempts were throws. It wasn't like they got stopped on 3rd and 2 on a running play 3 times. They were all throws. It was an X's and O's masterclass mismatch with Bowles against Philadelphia, and they totally exposed the Eagles' dysfunction in the moment. But it didn't really just happen in the Philadelphia game. Over their last three games last year, they were surging at the end of the year. You go back through the final game of the year against the Panthers, albeit they shut out the Panthers 9-0 to clinch the playoff berth and clinch the division. Then they went to Detroit. It was a 17-17 game in the fourth quarter. And you know what? Those two teams did not succeed. They succeeded less in the big spots and third downs trying to throw the football than they actually had success. In those two games, Carolina was 2 of 12 on third down throws, and the Lions were 5 of 14, 5 of 13 on third down throws. So Tampa's defense was clicking. Todd Bowles, you can think whatever you want about him as a head coach. He is a total badass defensive mind, and he has done it to a lot of people. And this is a rookie quarterback with a new offensive line, a new scheme. They have to handle the pressure. If they don't, you got no shot. One of the ways to handle the pressure is you've got to stay out of third and longs. You know, you cannot be in third and six or longer, third and seven or longer. Now, I may look stupid for saying that because they have a talent at quarterback and a guy that can create at quarterback who may erase everything. And maybe Todd Bowles knows that going into the game. It's like, yeah, it's easier to get after Jalen Hurts in a dysfunctional offense, easier to get after Bryce Young in a dysfunctional offense, easier actually to get after Jared Goff, who can't really hurt you with his legs. Maybe I have to be a little bit concerned about what Daniels could do to make things right, even if they don't block it up correctly. And by the way, he can do that. To me, a real key to the game Sunday is how Washington handles Tampa's pressure and really steering clear of third and long. I do want to mention one thing, because I bet some of you will look this up and you'll say, you know, he did face one rookie quarterback last year, Tampa did. He faced Houston and C.J. Stroud, and Stroud threw for 470 yards and 5 touchdowns in the game. They won that game 39-37. It's true. It was earlier in the year. They got better and better as the season went along, Tampa did. You've got to stop, you've got to handle the pressure. That's number one. Number two, you know, Rashad White is actually a pretty good back who got better as the season went along and actually was really big in the game against Philadelphia. He averaged 4 yards a carry, was 18 for 72. Against Detroit in the playoff game, he was 9 carries for 55 yards, over 6 yards per carry. He really came on in the second half of last year. He had 2 games over 100 yards. In his last 7 games, he averaged 4.5 yards per carry. I'm interested in him as a back and whether or not they feature him a bit more than they did at times last year. Now, again, in the second half of the season, they started to feature him a lot more. He had a game at Atlanta, 25 carries, 102 yards. I think with a defense that is susceptible, perhaps, in the secondary, you know, especially at corner, you have to stop the run. And I think that they will test Washington and their ability to stop the run. And why do I say that? Well, because look at what happened to Dallas at the end of last year in the playoff game against Green Bay. With their smallish defense, a little bit smaller than what Washington has, they were shredded by Aaron Jones in the playoff game. And so it would not surprise me if Liam Cohen, the new offensive coordinator, they test a Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr. defense on the ground with a guy that really got it going, Rashad White, at the end of last year. You have to stop the run on Sunday if you want to have a chance. If you're in second and 4 and Mayfield's going play action and bootleg, big problems. And then lastly, you've got to cover their receivers. You cannot let Mike Evans and Chris Godwin take this game over. We know what a big receiver A.J. Brown did to Emmanuel Forbes last year, emasculated him. I know it's year two. It's a completely different system, which is hard to sort of predict what'll happen. But Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and the rookie out of Washington, the guy that didn't get talked about a lot, Jalen McMillan, are really good receivers. McMillan, along with Polk and Adunze, were part of the Michael Penix Jr., you know, Kalen DeBoer offense in Washington that got to the championship game. And they love him so far. This is a very good receiving core. Evans, Godwin, and McMillan, you've got to be able to keep them under wraps to a certain degree. And a lot of that will be stopping the run and not allowing Baker Mayfield to go play action on second and four or second and two play action. You know, you got to stay out of, you know, being completely in a we don't know if they're going to throw it or run it situation. But I would say, you know, without knowing what he will be in year two, that I hope we don't see Emmanuel Forbes matched up against Mike Evans in this game at all. And whoever is covering Mike Evans, he's going to have to do a good job, and he's going to need help, big help. So taking Evans in particular out and making Godwin, McMillan, and even their run game beat you is probably their best shot defensively. You know, all the other cliche stuff, of course, applies. You know, in a season opener, you want to see a highly energetic team. This is what they've promised us. You know, we're going to be highly energetic. We're going to be really getting after it. We're going to be getting down, as Dan Quinn said. You know, this is what you can judge us on, is we want our identity to be competitive, high motor, relentless physicality and speed. You got to be that team on Sunday. You know, you got to match that or exceed that of your opponent. You got to win the turnover battle in a game where, you know, the matchup on paper is kind of close. I mean, Tampa's a 3.5-point favorite at home. You know, the odds makers essentially consider these two teams to be fairly even on a neutral field. So you've got to get on the right side of the turnover margin ledger. Washington dead last year. Dallas has been at the top under Quinn in takeaways. So that obviously would be a massive determining factor in a game like this if Washington were, say, +2 or +3 in that category. You can't be minus, you know, on the road in a game that looks really close. And then, you know, all of the other cliches. You can't give up the big play in special teams. It's going to be interesting to see how they decide to handle this. You know, they do have Washington, that is, has a kicker in Cade York with a big leg. So you may not have to get to, you know, inside the 35 to try to attempt. Maybe it's the 40-yard line. We'll see how daring Dan Quinn decides to be in the opener. You know, they've got a guy in Chase McLaughlin who last year kicked in Tampa for the first time. He was 7 of 8 on kicks of 50-plus yards. He had a 57-yarder. He's got a massive leg as well. He was 29 of 31 on the season last year for the Buccaneers. So, you know, kicking games, special teams will play a factor as well. You know, the other thing that is in the forecast here is showers and thunderstorms throughout the day in Tampa on Sunday. And, you know, what does that do to an outdoor stadium with grass? You know, is that a factor in the game? You know, this time of year, when you play in a place like Tampa, you also have that, you know, possibility of what we saw last night in Kansas City. You know, a delay. I mean, right now, the forecast for Sunday afternoon, thunderstorms likely from 2 p.m. on. So you're talking about, you know, leading up to the game time and perhaps during the game with temperatures in the low 90s. So it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. It may be damp. It may be wet. There could be delays like there always are in NFL games this time of year, especially in South Florida. So they'll have all that to contend with. But number one, handle the pressure. You know, hopefully Kingsbury has a plan for Jaden Daniels to handle what Todd Bowles throws at them. Number two, you got to stop the run. Dan Quinn in his last game as a defensive coordinator got absolutely shredded. In fact, Dallas wasn't very good against the run at times last year, period. And Rashad White can do it. He is better than perhaps you think he is. And then thirdly, you cannot let a guy like Mike Evans take over the game. You know, whether it is taking him out with bracket coverage, but certainly based on what we saw last year with A.J. Brown twice, you know, big, talented, physical wide receivers, you're going to have to figure out a way to take him out. Not that they don't have other guys like Godwin and the rookie that can hurt you, but you can't let Mike Evans dominate your secondary. So that's, it's hard in an opener, especially when we don't know anything about how our team is going to play. I'm very, very excited primarily about what Kingsbury offers up offensively. How much of it is college style, you know, which is NFL style now too. How much is Jaden included in the run game? How much dual threat read option do we get with Brian Robinson Jr.? And then do we get play action off of that? How much RPO? Remember, RPO is different than read option. How much RPO do we get where Jaden makes the decision based on what he's facing to either throw it on a run pass call or run the football? You know, how much quick game do we get? I think we're going to get a lot early in the season until Kingsbury figures out whether or not they can block up pressure. You know, whether they can, you know, truly drop them back without play action, you know. So don't be surprised on 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, if there's a quick game throw, if there's a bubble throw to Terry. And don't be surprised if he's used in, you know, zone reads on 3rd and 5 or quarterback draws on 3rd and 5. Can't wait to see what it looks like. I honestly have no idea. My guess is there's going to be a real emphasis on staying balanced and using Brian Robinson Jr. in the run game. And at the same time, I think we're going to see our fair share of empty set. But the empty set will probably result in super quick game stuff. Or maybe what we saw against the Jets, you know, where it's three-step drop and he picks out one of the receivers and the corner or the DB or the linebacker that they're going after and they take a deep shot. That's stuff I can't wait to see Sunday. Defensively, you know, yes, I'm excited to see that too, but Jaden Daniels doesn't play defense. But they're going to have to be good. You know, Baker Mayfield had a great year last year, had a really good year last year, and they've got weapons. Like, this is a team that essentially is back, you know, completely back. And their last few games last year had to give them a good sense of what they could be entering this year. They were solid defensively, and they were right there with the Lions, who were then, a week later, right there with the 49ers. All right, what do we got going next? Where's my rundown, Denton? You know what? Denton's going to give us some news and also a college football weekend preview. And my smell test is still in the works here, so I may have to hold it off until next hour. Just waiting for some more.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Information to come in. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the Team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.